As the temperature steadily rises, so does the chance of heading to the beach. But over the past year, lifesavers have had to rescue almost 11,000 people. So for Graham Ford, the president of Surf Life Saving Australia, reminding the public about water safety remains a priority.
There's some simple messages. At the beach, make sure you're actually swimming between the flags. If you've got your family down there, particularly with children, be conscious of where they are, and if you're out there on the water, you've just got to have a life jacket on.
The annual report by Surf Life Saving Australia shows 116 of the past year's coastal related deaths were drownings. 83% of those who drowned were male, and nearly half occurred at the beach. Shane Dorr, the organisation's coastal risk and safety manager, says the figures include swimmers, snorkelers and even rockfishers, as well as people using boats and other watercraft.
Whilst a reduction on the previous year, we've got to remember that last year was the highest number that we've had in 13 years. So this is the third highest that we've had in that period, but 116 lives, that's someone's loved one.
Drownings in Western Australia, Queensland, South Australia and Tasmania have risen, with a total of 66 deaths. The numbers in New South Wales and Victoria have dropped, while statistics in the Northern Territory remain steady. Shane Dorr says up to 14% of drowning cases were people from non-Australian backgrounds, which means proper education and awareness remain crucial.
One of our partners, Virgin Airlines, they're actually doing water safety campaigns. So when you come in from international destinations, there's a segment with regards to being safe around the water. But we also ensure that we follow with Australian standards, making sure the signs are there.
While rip currents remain the top hazard for beachgoers, the number of people who can identify rips has increased. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government remains focused on bringing the number of preventable deaths to zero.
We want to do something more. We want to put Life Saving Australia on long-term contracts, going from 1 and 2 years to 5 years. We want to ensure that our work with Royal Life Saving is longer term. Our $15 million is something that I want to build on and invest upon. We want to do better. The only possible acceptable outcome is zero preventable deaths. That's the only target.